Sentient beings equaling the limits of space must attain the precious state of full Buddhahood by every means, and for this purpose one shall now listen to the teachings on the graduated path of enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation and listen in appropriate manner. Yes. So then the teachings we're listening to is the graduated path of enlightenment, and within this the outline of the text, which are the four greatnesses, showing the greatness of the teaching's order in order to establish that it's of noble origin, and showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions, as well as how to listen to and explain the teachings, and how to lead students with the actual instructions. Of this, we have come to this portion, how to lead students actual instructions, and within that, how to rely upon the teacher, which is the root of the path. And then here, within that, it explains the teacher, the defining characteristics of the teacher, which is to be relied upon, and the defining characteristics of the student who relies upon the teacher. And within, and then following that, it explains how to rely, how the student relies upon the teacher, relying in thought and relying in actual practice, and the benefits of relying on the teacher and the faults of not relying on the teacher. And so these have been covered, and now we come to the fifth part, which is a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. So then, in the text, then it further elaborates about that if one does not rely on the spiritual master, whether if one's relationship with the spiritual master degenerates, then the good qualities that have not yet developed will not develop, and those that have been developed will degenerate and disappear. So to support that, then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the sutra on the concentration which precedes the Buddha of the present face to face. So here, within it, it says, so basically what it says is that if one's relationship with the spiritual master deteriorates, then within this lifetime one will be harmed by various undesired circumstances of suffering, and in future lives one will wander within the lower realms, you know, of evil, of the negative existences for a long time. And also in terms of qualities, those qualities that have not risen will not arise, you know, so one will not gain new realizations or experiences. And those that have already those realizations that one has already achieved will degenerate due to this deterioration in the relationship. Yes.
Marisa Jinani, Jayora, Pretidene, Nama Chosim Jina, take it in me from the Nambi, get at your name, Kabanya Nevasi as some bread. Nidita, Jer, Condose Adege, and the Gazan Jumbria, as some barwa. Then on any Nama Condro, no simjiba Jina. Nosim chibi, kitchen me trond and yambi gets at you. Take kitchen me trond and yambar and yala take was on. Edita, kitchen must say at there. Tim de kitchen. Chichi. Single jit of vijuna, kitchen me to just sang a yorchi. Is that normal? Single jit of in your chin, true yina. A cover to just sang a gets at your name, cover to just sang a paddle in your day for.
So if we, according to the outlines, then it also says that if we generate an instant of anger towards the spiritual master, then for that, if one generate a moment of anger towards the spiritual master, then within that moment, how many instances there are, you know, that for that many aeons of our roots of virtue get destroyed, as well as one needs to abide within the hell realms for that many aeons of time. So therefore, in general, anger can destroy our virtue and cause us to end up being born in hell realms. However, if one generates a negative state of mind, a ill will or a harmful intention of anger towards the spiritual master, then, you know, for that instant, for that moment, you know, there are many number of instances one gets equivalent to that number of instances, and within that one moment, then one destroys that many amount of aeons of positive karma or roots of virtue, as well as being born in the hell realms, having to be born in the hell realms for that a long period of time, that amount of equivalent that number of times. So, for example, it is said that within one moment, you know, of snapping the finger, you know, then there are 65, you know, instances, you know, within that, 65 seconds within that. So then, for that, you know, if one generates anger for that one short period of moment, then one has to be, then one's 65 aeons of positive roots of virtue get destroyed, as well as one has to abide in the realm for 65 aeons of the hell realms. Yes.
So
if one displeases or disrespects the spiritual master, then one also displeases or disrespects all the Buddhas. You know, as mentioned before, by pleading the spiritual master, one pleases, you know, all the Buddhas, as mentioned before in the text. So the opposite of that is that one, if one displeases one's spiritual master, then one also displeases all the Buddhas.
Yes.
So then the next point is that when one talks in terms of the five, you know, heinous or uninterrupted crimes, these are very heavy forms of negative karma. Within the context of the Paramitayana or the perfection vehicle, then it is said that if one creates these five uninterrupted crimes or heinous karmas, then there is no way that one can free oneself or purify that within this one lifetime. It is called uninterrupted because due to the force of such karma, in the next rebirth, one will definitely be born directly into the hell realms, you know, without this process being interrupted by another rebirth. You know, that means one does not go to successive rebirths to reach the hell realms, but due to this karma, it propels oneself directly to the hell realms right after this rebirth. So, however, within the Mantrayana, this vehicle of secret mantra, it is said that even if one creates these five uninterrupted crimes or negative karmas, then by relying on secret mantra, one can still even achieve the wonderful state of full Buddhahood within one lifetime, within this one body. You know, however, those that criticize or disrespect the spiritual master, the Vajracharya, you know, would not be able to achieve Buddhahood. Yes.
님들다. 유도 좀 들어보죠. 녀와서 들어봐던 거라서. 이제 앞에 로봇은 담당이 아무 성격이 되게 다 단다. 유지 동안 냠내지 두번 냠내지 모두 두 번 있나요? 고야경으로 만들었지. 녀와 들어봐던 거라 이런 거 그래서. 그래서 말해. 이따 이제 이제 유도 좀네 개와 지금 하루가 이제 대인야와 졸업해야 돼 간절해서 나한테 대쟁지 이 말 대쟁지는 야와 졸업을 해서 유동 선배 졸업 대담면 맞지 대라 때문에 은 탈라 야와 졸업이지 소원이 말 변한이 파바 소지 파바 이제 파바 또 제제 안 또 제제는 야과 차이인데
So then the other point, you know, is that if one's relationship with the spiritual master has degenerated, you know, when spiritual samaya has spiritual bonds or samaya have degenerated, then whatever positive practices one engages in then becomes equivalent of accomplishing the hell realms, as if one is accomplishing the hell realms instead of accomplishing the cities or spiritual attainments. So due to the force of the degenerate samaya, even when it engages in practices, you know, to achieve the cities or spiritual attainments, however, all these practices then, you know, one not only does not achieve the desired cities, but, you know, in the end of this life, one is born into the hell realms. So it's almost equivalent of accomplishing the hell realms. You know? So why is it understood in this manner? Is because due to the force of the degeneration in the samaya, then at the end of this life, you know, one would definitely be born in the hell realms. So therefore, you know, there is no difference. So, for example, if one has a pig, you know, then by feeding the pig fodder, you know, making it grow fat, then ultimately the purpose is to slaughter that pig. Even though the fodder given is not meant to kill the pig, but due to the fodder, then you know, the pig then grows fat, you know, that ultimately brings about his death, you know, to being killed. So, in a similar manner, due to the reason of degenerate samaya, the ultimate goal, the ultimate result, you know, of big for that person then becomes the hell realms.
Imala, tada tamje ne, jumne ne ronge ne, juge ne, songe bore. Songe ne bista juge, juge tani ne se ya, tende ne, nibachi mo yunga te song bore.
So all this is being expressed by the Bhagavan Buddha in the secret mantra scriptures, such as the Guhya Samaja Tantra, whereby it says about the various faults of degeneration samaya that could lead to such results.
Yes. Yes. 인도 댄서 로바니나 근데 대기 김중인들 제럽 탐지도 교비신이 봉박 자연 그러와 근데 전에 섭제 지에서
So then the other drawback or disadvantage of the generation of the samaya bonds, you know, the spiritual bonds of samaya with the spiritual master is that in all lifetimes one will be deprived of meeting spiritual masters. So, as mentioned in the previous outlines, the outlines prior to this about the advantages of relying on the spiritual master, it mentions the 8 advantages. You know, one of the advantages is that if by relying properly on the spiritual master in all one's lifetimes, one will not be deprived of his spiritual master. So the opposite, if one's samaya with the spiritual master degenerates, or this practice degenerates, then the result that one reaps is the complete opposite, you know, of those 8 benefits, because the 8 disadvantages, which is that one will be deprived of the spiritual masters in all lifetimes. Yes. So then the Lamasongkhapa says that if you rely on non-virtuous teachers and bad friends, your good qualities will slowly diminish and all your faults will increase. So then he quotes from the various sutras to hold this point. So in general, what is said, being said here is that in terms of bad friends or non-virtuous teachers, what they do is that they, instead of leading oneself into the virtuous path, into the direction of practice of virtue, rather they lead oneself into the practice of negativities, to engage in negative actions. So in terms of these bad friends or non-virtuous teachers, you know, by associating with them, then one's good qualities would decrease, become hindered and decrease, and one's negative qualities, you know, would increase and become more rampant. You know, so in terms of these bad friends or non-virtuous teachers, you know, they are not like, they do not appear, have the appearances of demons. You know, they do not wear black cloaks or have horns in their heads. They don't have such appearances. Rather, they appear to be very affectionate, you know, being very affectionate to you and seemingly, you know, to give concern and give good advice and so forth. Sometimes, you know, for example, by making you listen to what they say, then draw you into the negative actions. For example, for monks that lead very simple lives, then if they meet with negative friends, then these people will try to convince them that they shouldn't lead such a life of simplicity. Rather, they should, you know, accumulate wealth, and you know, they should need something for their existence and so forth. So causing them to give up their simple lifestyle. Or even if one engages in Dharma practice, in activities that are in accordance with the Dharma, as we all know, activities in accordance with the Dharma are always, you know, in contradiction to the worldly ways, to the general ways of the world, the secular ways. So therefore, then the negative friends and try to convince us to give up the spiritual life and to engage in worldly actions and so forth. So these are how the negative friends or negative teachers function. Yes.
아니 단디 루이즈 암지그레 마토 옌송디 조토 마레 디도르 테네 디도티 아니 자왕엔 바도 조신도 코나 옌송디 조리옹 그레 에텐디 옌디 노신유 바네 조 어 아니 디비토 보나 인지 바타고 그레
So then Namasongkhapa further says, then a bodhisattva is, Namasongkhapa quotes on a great final Nirvana Sutra and says that bodhisattvas do not fear mad elephants, you know, as much as they fear bad friends, you know. So in terms of, so bodhisattvas do have great fear for bad friends and not so much so for mad elephants. The reason being that mad elephants can only destroy the physical. The most damage they can do is just to destroy the physical body that you have in this life. However, they cannot destroy the virtuous minds and that in your mind stream, you know, the pure motivations and so forth. All these pure intentions cannot be destroyed by mad elephants. However, our virtuous friends, you know, can cause that to be destroyed. You know, the virtuous minds and pure intentions can be destroyed by virtuous friends. No, also, I'm sorry, non-virtuous friends. So, in general, what a big mistake. So therefore, for the bodhisattva, bad friends are more scarier than elephants. Also, another point is that mad elephants, they may destroy your physical body in this life, you know, but they cannot send you to the hell realms or to the lower realms of rebirth, inferior rebirth in the next life. However, for negative friends or bad friends, then they can not only destroy the good minds in your mind stream, but they also cause you to fall in the lower realms. They can send you to the lower realms in the next life due to that force of negative acquaintance.
Yes. Kāde dīkvā chepātā, dīmī chepi tēnā yōng, dīkvā chepā tōwa chēsā, mīñjī mā yōng, pēwān yōs, yīn mārītā, jūngbā sēnā, sēnā chīmbā, tēnī rō, kōgī hō rō, yīn mārītā, tēnī kē nē, dīkvā chēngi kē mē tē, yīn dīkvā mīñjī kēngi, kē tētāng rōgwā mīñjāsā, tētāng rīhō mīñjāsā, dīkvā mīñjī kēngi, yīn dīkvā chēngi tēnī chēlā, rīhō chēvī yīnā, mē shēndā kē, rōngyī na dīkwā chē pā tōngwā chē tā tōngwā chē, inī tī yōng kī tā tē mē dīkwā chēngi tā tā nyambun rōgum tō sē yā kē mē nyēn bā tā mē mā rō tēn tē yōng kē rī tē tēn jā mā yī tēn bē mē tē yī chōng jē chōng jēn jō tōng bā tōng kī tā chō pē tōng bā kū bā ngō kū bā shīng shī sōng tē tā tēn tē chē yōng tē rōng kī mā jē nā yōng Dīyī jōngjī rōngyō jōngjīn dā chā chā yōngjīs. Kārīyā sā nā, ndā jūsā kī tōngbī nō nā, ndā tō yōngjī jī jūpa yī nā, tō mēngjī dā chā lā yō tōng gūr rūg yō rīs, dēdī jīpa rīs, bēdī jāngjī sō.
So then, Namasongkhapa further quotes from the text, which is verses about friends, and it says that the wise should not befriend those who are without faith and those who are stingy, those who lie or those who speak divisively, and they should not accompany sinful persons. So the emphasis is not accompanying bad friends, you know, or sinful people. So it says here, even those who do not sin create the doubt that they might be doing so. If they rely on those who do sin, thereby increasing that which is unpleasant. So here that which is unpleasant refers to like a bad reputation. So if a person, for example, a person who does not sin or create negative karma, you know, gets acquainted with a person that creates no negative actions, you know, a bad friend, and you know, if they where they go, you know, if they go, they travel or move around together, you know, then other people by seeing that, then they create a doubt that that person who is pure, you know, might also be engaging in negative karma as well. So it creates the doubt of suspicion, and then thereby brings about a bad reputation for the person who is pure. So then here it further says that the person who relies on the unreliable will have faults as a result. Just as unsmeared arrows are tainted when arrows smeared with poison are placed in the same quiver. So the analogy given is that arrows smeared with poison are placed in one quiver, and unsmeared arrows, like pure arrows, are also placed in the same quiver. So one will come to have the faults as well. So the reason for that, as is mentioned before, one creates the doubt or in others' minds that one is also engaging in negative actions as well.
Yes. rājīn tā jībī kāna māntāvī nī chūngā yōpa nā mīntā jīngā mēpa nā sātum pēvān jūpa nā mā sō tā tā yū tsā jī gīshī tōmbē shā nē tāmā jī rō sōmbō tōng rō jōng rēng nē mā tēng rāb jī tāmā tāng rō nā tāmā rō gā tsē mē sōng wā nī mā rā gīshī tōmbā sā yī dū rōm tōmbā tā kua yōng yōr mā rōm tōmbē nē rō ngā tēng jī yōr m ちょうどそのボトンロバになえ、で、レンジマドヨントマです。このトンボね、パマチャでよ。で、あ、ちょうどそのボトが、や、この、じゃ、かせ、え、10分になよ。レンズの、え、10分まです。ラブジ、カマドンロナ、タマンロが積みです。ね、そのボ、ラブジ。え、このメンバーチェンロがにな、ロバにな。で、音が、え、この現場チャンロが、にかせよまです。
So then, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Geshe Drum Thongpa's saying, who says that the general meaning is that if a person, you know, generally we should not rely on bad friends. If there is a person who is of the worst nature or quality in terms of character and so forth, if they are to associate with the person of the best quality, then the person of the best quality were to give them advice and sort of like, guide them and show them the way and so forth. At the most, this person of the negative quality, you know, the worst quality, will become of a middling, you know, of a middling stature or middling quality. At most, that's their immediate accomplishment. However, for a person of the highest quality, you know, to associate with a person of the least or the worst quality, you know, then immediately for them to slide down into a negative state, into the negative quality, it is almost effortless. They do not have to, they do not require a lot of effort to become negative, you know, overnight. It's almost like an immediately, you know, to learn bad or to turn bad, and it's almost like an effortless, easy, and overnight effect, you know, if they associate with negative circumstances, negative people. Yes.
그다음에 で、ちょっとね、シャダルは。で、ちょうど統計で点路でこの、で、地域調査、損保で統計で、あの、この統計調査やってしゃ。あ、実質調査もちゃう。だ、統計調査、統計やぶで、やにで、ファサチ。あ、ファサ統計損だ。え、で、なんだ、なんだ、統計は。で、別にね、こっちも統計ちゃう。よく、この、統計の総量を読んでこの、統計で目の目ちゃ。
So using this as an example, then in the old days back in Tibet, on the outskirts of Lhasa, or the outside Lhasa, there were two monks. One of them was a drinker, you know, of alcohol. Used to drink alcohol and the other wasn't a drinker. So the one who was a drinker then left from that place to go to Rejing, where in Rejing they were Geshe Drontunpa resided, and all the Kadampa masters, mostly the scholars or masters, were residing in that region, and they were very very much into the practice of the Vinaya, in actions agreeing to the Vinaya and so forth. And then so due to that positive influence, then he come to living the pure Vinaya. So and like in hermit kind of lifestyle. And then so due to that kind of influence, then that monk came to eventually give up his drinking habit, and eventually came to give up drinking altogether, not only the habit but to completely abandon drinking altogether. Then the other monk who then went to the region of Lhasa, then within the city of Lhasa, where there's all sorts of entertainment and distractions, then he came to pick up the habit of drinking. So both a year later, or sometime later, when they both met each other, then sort of like their characters were reversed. You know, that which was drinker before, has now come to abandon drinking altogether, and that one who wasn't drinking or drinking alcohol before has now become alcoholic. You know, so therefore this is a good example which reminds us that we need to be careful with our acquaintances who we hang out with, to avoid bad friends at all costs. Yes.
That Rupa Teta ke thong duwa ne, Teta na lami nam ju shi yong su chabe dhamba ang ngar shi pa ta kuwa gui je, mi pa thun ri zang ju mi ne ka yong mi chi na as, yang su mbari. Ta lami nam ju ro si, lami nam ju gom si ya de, ke chi mbo re si. Ta gom no ne ni lami nam ju gom ba yin na, yashu te re, son nam so jia chi mbo tso gu re. Sen song de yake lami nam ju gom se ya te ene kong de xin yin tenbi pen yon ma de mi nimi te che chen ene lama song jing u sen pong mi gong ne tanda zawa te ba jung ma de ka rin ji ne gu ba chi ene lama song jing u sen pong mi gong ne ene so wan de ten de xe vi na lami nam ju ro se ya te cha ge re ten ma do da mi ba tun re za lama den de chi ene ten la ne jo ba pu vi zon no
So then we come to the next part, which is a summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. Then it says that you must understand, as explained above, the instruction that is renowned as Guru Yoga. Yet you will get nowhere by training in an object of meditation for just a single session. So what Lama Tsongkhapa says here is that Guru Yoga, or Lama Nyingyur Guru Yoga, is the very important practice that one should engage in. This practice, it is the most beneficial for training the mind, and that it helps one to accumulate vast amounts of positive karma, of merit. Vast amounts of accumulations of merit can be completed through this practice. Then when engaging in this practice, one should mentally reflect on the benefits of relying on a spiritual master, properly relying on a spiritual master, and the drawbacks of not properly relying on a spiritual master. And then training the mind to see the teacher as the Buddha, and then praying single-pointedly, forcefully to one's spiritual master, making requests and prayers and so forth. So this is very important to engage in this practice to achieve the result. And contrary to that, if one just does only one or two mere sessions of visualizing the master in front of oneself and making brief offerings and so forth, will not suffice, to achieve the realization. So therefore, to wholeheartedly engage in the proper Guru Yoga practice is very important. Yes.
Saja, ngomani saja, trapa janzen shuyata. Andi saja bendita shuyata. Kunjin 다 사자 밴드 다게 코나 라멘 남주지 노로지스 쉬어임을 우마 네 라멘 남주 노로지스 쉬어디거나 에 저런 알아 어 그런 뜻이지 않아요 마도 라멘 뜻이지 않은 말이에요 흔히 라멘 남주 용 말이에요 마노아 이다때 라멘 남주로 써야 되나 라멘 손지선 통화통 계지 고교 다 지혜선에 가보자는 유미 소르테 사진의 유효로 던져지네 다들도 다 인지로 던져지네 남은 남주 노 한테 던지네 남아 손지 응우스 통화 던져지오 근데 사자 밴드 다 하세네 영어서 잡을 집이신 거 던져지오
So then also in the ancient times the great Sakya master there's a great Sakya master called Chabajanse and the, also the great master Sakya Pandita. So these two were said to be relatives, you know, that Chabajanse was like the uncle and Sakya Pandita was the nephew. So Chabajanse was said to be a great practitioner, and at the time of death, you know, his body disappeared and went to the pure realms of Vajrayogini, Kejari. So therefore, he is said to be a highly accomplished practitioner. So then Sakya Pandita one time requested Trabhagyatzen for a teaching or instructions on Guru Yoga. Then Trabhagyatzen said to him that, you know, in your mind, you only see me as an uncle. You do not see me as your teacher or as a Buddha, you know. So therefore, in this line, it shows that, you know, in this reply, it shows that one needs to, in order to cultivate the practice of Guru Yoga, one needs to be able to see the Lama, you know, as the Buddha. So later on, when Trabhagyatzen became sick, you know, then Sakya Pandita served or took care of Trabhagyatzen as a nurse, you know, serving him, nursing him back to health. In the process of doing so he purified his karmic obscurations, and then later on came to be able to see his Lama as the actual Buddha. Then by cultivating that practice, then became renowned as the great Sakya Pandita, you know, the great master Sakya Pandita. So then Lama Tsongkhapa further says that when you practice a teaching from your heart, from the heart, you must rely for a long time on an excellent teacher who guides you accurately. So the essence is that one, in order to achieve the realizations, one needs to rely on the realized master who can, and then where one can inquire about the ways of practice, you know, the appropriate ways of practicing and the appropriate visualizations as well as the objects of focus, you know, during the meditation. And so by doing that, then one would be able to achieve her realizations. So as mentioned before, Geshe Potowa had said that one needs to rely on the spiritual master from an appropriate distance, you know, for a long time. So Geshe Potowa himself, firstly, he had generated very strong renunciation in his mind, then went to rely on his spiritual master, and by having received instructions from a spiritual master, then I wanted to set forth into practice. However, there was distractions from his friends and relatives, acquaintances. So in order to stop that, then he went to a place where nobody knew him and changed his name and engaged in actual practice, and then generated realizations. So then he came to the expression that there's no, if one does not rely on this, on the spiritual master, then there is no other way, no other way than to rely on spiritual master, right? Then he went to a place where I'm sorry, he didn't actually go to such a place and change his name, but then firstly that was his original plan. Then having thought of that, then he thought if one does not rely on the spiritual master, there's no other way, you know, achieving realizations, and therefore he stayed where his spiritual master was.
대전 제가 이제 너무 된도선 본도였습니다. 연습 마시버때는 캠메도가 좋은 중이 신내든지 주건된다면 공원에 좀 가져와 된전 놈이 따가는 놈이 그러는 이제 좀 하면 손으로도 공원에 좀 고난이 있고 손으로 좀 좀 담만은 이제 숨비지 전에 고대 제발전에 시발 자고 이 말했다. 년이 주시정해이나 남아 주는데 된 거를 한 땜비 세나요. 아, 늘 잡잡진다. 연습 야구 제거를 마도 연습 마시버이나 캠에바 종종 그래요. 근데 옛날에 신의 댄서인데 근데 걔 최초의 이자 이 말에 신의 댄서 친구 내나 공원에 저 걔 최와 댄진 놈아 다 댄진 놈아 다 봐서 던진 것 같아요. 뒤 싸만 놈아 싸만 차대 놓고 쏘는 말에 그래서 근데 옛날에 단단대 제보진 송로 공대도 집에 놈종 근데 단방은 무슨 일이지 텐데진 제보고 놈이 다 텐데 제제이나 다툼이이나 요 신이 텐데 주고 신다는 시바 제거를 소원.
So then Nam Tsongkhapa says that then Kho Tsongkhye the Chögyalpa says that when relying on the guru, there is a chance that you might give up your guru. So if you rely without knowing how to, you will not profit but lose. So therefore, it is very important that one rely on a spiritual master right from the beginning, to rely in the proper manner. And if one, needs to be careful, you know, in terms of cultivating one's faith to the spiritual master and practicing accordingly. So one needs to be careful in this practice right from the outstart. You know, if one does not do so and one, you know, if one loses one's faith and one's practice degenerates, you know, this spiritual relationship degenerates, then, you know, one will experience great downfalls or losses. So therefore, then it says that these topics on concerning reliance on the spiritual master are clearly the foundation of our deepest aspiration, which is more important than anything else. You know? So therefore, it is very important this practice of relying on the spiritual master, since it is able to fulfill, you know, our deepest aspirations. And therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa says that he has taken citations from uncorrupted scriptures and their commentaries, which are easy to understand as well as inspiring, and therefore, and that he has given a general overview that is adorned with the sayings of excellent persons who are engaged in meaningful teachings. And then, in regards to details, you know, regarding this practice, one can understand it from other sources. Yes.
Namjata 계체 좀 한다. 인자 아니 삽제 체험도 집받이니. 삽제 미인세 체험 그래서 말이야. 대가 거주지 뭐요. 인도 다 샤만 드질래. 다 샤만 드질 넘마다 신이 된선이 지나니 계체 좀 한다. 그래서 덤비지 잘을 했어.
So when Lama Tsongkhapa was writing this Lamrim, then within the outlines, you know, then it, when it talks in terms of the actual instructions for meditation, then it has the actual instructions regarding the practice. Then it says about relying on how to rely on the teacher.
Oh.
The outline of relying on the teacher. How to actually rely on the teacher, which is the outline of the Lamrim, the stages of the path of enlightenment. Within it, it talks about how to rely on the teacher, which is the root of the path, and how to actually engage in the actual practice. No.
The graduate. The disciple.
Yes. Yes. Mm. So it talks about
how to devote the best friends, by devoting the best friend, how to train mind path.
Yes. So there are two outlines within here, and it talks about how to actually lead the students with the actual instructions, and this is divided into two sections, which is how to rely on the spiritual master and how to actually cultivate the path towards enlightenment. So therefore Lama Tsongkhapa set these two, you know, specifically, you know, these two as the branches of this in the outline of the path, you know. So therefore places great importance in this practice of relying on the spiritual master.
The hobby guide of the actual instruction, the graduate hobby guide of the actual instruction. So within that there are two outlines. the root of the path, how to devote the virtuous friend. And then next one, by devoting the virtuous friend on that basis, then how to train the mind in the steady path of enlightenment. So the way the Lama Tsongkhapa set up the outline, he emphasized the first one, root of the path, how to devote the virtuous friend, is equally important as the second one, by devoting the virtuous friend, then how to train the mind in the steady path of enlightenment. Those two outlines equally important. Not the second one's more important, of course, not like that. But for sure, the way the Lama Tsongkhapa set up the outline is saying that both are equally important.
Ani konsa nyingma, nyomo nyingma se ne nyomo rawa, nyomo kanga shok chimbo tende chaadegi horis. Ta tende kabla ani kajegana nama tenso shigma, kajegana tenso shiya nina yon jejindu majeba tende chi. Ani kanga ta anro chu nyendeba nina, ta tenla ani reta jisu ani nama nyingmo tende sho, jeyindu kana mato nyingba temi kuyo horis.
So
근데 인디언 다 간디 제거했잖아. 날씨에 받아지는 평양도 이미도 약국고 영민이었어. 근데 쟤네 근데 단다 근데 이반으로 근데 여왕이나 대다 샤바지 대도 냠도 새로 남만에 근데 근데 지지 마죠. 근데 정용은 대선은 냠으로 시작했지. 그래는 로나 다이 공원도 라면 체니 라면 체니 손만 넣으시 라면 체니 돼서 로나 소마 노루트 레로나 소메나 다 라면 체니 지도 이제 총요나 이제 라면 체니 로바도 연구 말아 근데 이제 로나 라면 체니 총고야 돼서 쪽 개위신이 체니 몸을 손 이제 지금 시버지 시버지에는 대답을 했는데, 신인, 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 신인,
So then, here Lama Tsongkhapa says that in these times, like Lama Tsongkhapa gives advice that in these times of great degenerations, you know, the five degenerations, where the degeneration of time, degeneration of the persons, and degeneration of the afflictive emotions, where the afflictive emotions become extremely coarse and powerful, so forceful. So in these times, under these conditions, some practitioners, not knowing the way of proper reliance upon the spiritual master, or having known the way of reliance, proper reliance on the spiritual master, do not bring it into actual practice. Then they accumulate, in later times, they may criticize the spiritual master, end up in such a state, and then create great negativities and downfalls. So, therefore, one needs to, if this were to happen, one needs to generate great remorse and purify these negative karmas through confession and restrain oneself from doing them again in the future. So, in order for one's practice to be perfect, one needs to meditate on the benefits of proper reliance on the spiritual master and to contemplate the downfalls or the drawbacks of not properly relying on the spiritual master. And so then, in this life, you know, if one has any degeneration in one's practice towards the spiritual master, then one needs to purify that through confession. And also, if in one's previous lives, you know, all those negative karmas from degeneration in samaya with spiritual masters, one should confess and purify that. And then so, in general, for such practice to be perfect, the master should be qualified, you know, with the defined characteristics, and the disciple should be qualified with the corresponding defined characteristics as well. Then, for the third disciples, you know, those characteristics that you find that you are not, that you do not come have to, that you do not possess yet, then you should try to train yourself, you know, to come to possess all those missing qualities of a perfect disciple. And if from the side of the teacher, if there is and the qualities are perfect, you know, then one's practice, you know, of the reliant spiritual master will not degenerate. So one should constantly train in pure view of the teacher, and then constantly pray, you know, to be able successful in this practice, that the spiritual master, that we be able to be taken care of by the spiritual master unto enlightenment. So one constantly needs to make many aspirational prayers and accumulate merit and wisdom and so forth, and to pray to be able to be taken care of by spiritual masters. And once having done this, then eventually you will become like the conqueror's child, you know, the Bodhisattva, Sarvaparudita, which is the Bodhisattva forever weeping, as well as the youthful Sudana. These are perfect examples of reliance on the spiritual master. You know, these two Bodhisattvas all come to possess similar qualities. Yes.
뭐가 이제 다듬을 줘야 되네. 낮에 덤비고 이제 한 것만지 이 말에 좀 손은 내야 될까 이 말이야. 이모레 총남비 네데베 깜나니 시로지 파르즈미 동동 겐게 남마지 간드스 니에요나 고 텐드지 체고 고 체지 노메레 텐데 깜나 아니 남간에 드라지 타네 정말 샤소즈 송하시다 아니 그래서 시로지 파르즈미 동동 겐게 기비신 체그레스 드라지 좀 다티 드라지 좀 안티 지나 아, 샤소 가와센 로 고용나. 늘남한테 간디지 있나. 에, 대야마죠. 아, 드림도 고원은 통주같이. 에, 인도다. 아, 덴데지 기능된 마죠. 바드. 아, 근데 살카부도 시야 징미스. 밤자제 덴데지 요데드. 근데 성지 몸보지 샤르데. 에, 근데 덴데 샤소. 통제 부대. 네, 전체적으로 맞춘 바탕에 지금 그래서 계시니. 네, 저는 된로스. 근데, 코로나 안에, 성재받은 것이 샤시 좀 말해. 옛날, 대, 마지막 바, 네, 계시니 준바투가 되게 어려워. 근데, 다 된대 제대로, 로나, 렌데요 된 게 람마테, 마테 바이나. 근데 성재인 것이 샤시 나요, 편향해. 근데 남한테 손질 대정 가르치지 마. 그렇게 따고야 내리시죠.
So then, when it mentions here in the text, you know, the Bodhisattva Sada Pragrudita, which is the Bodhisattva forever weeping, it was one of the rebirths, you know, of the Buddha, or the previous life of the Buddha, when he was a Bodhisattva abiding in the path of accumulation. So this Bodhisattva was, when he was abiding in the world, you know, searched for a master that could teach him the meaning of the Prajnaparamita, or the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. Then there a voice came from the sky, you know, to him that, telling him that, you know, go towards the east and you will meet with your teacher. So then, and such a voice appeared. However, you know, this Bodhisattva then thought, you know, how should I go to the east, you know, and who is it that I will be looking for? So he thought that he did not have the opportunity to ask such specifics of questions, you know. Then therefore he made a vow that he would not rise move from where he was till he received further clarification. And then many Buddhas, you know, that appeared in his perception, and the Buddhas then said to him that, you know, you should go to the eastern direction, then there will be a Bodhisattva called Chepa, which will be there to teach you the meaning of the Perfection Wisdom Sutras, the Prajnaparamita. So then, even though many Buddhas appeared, you know, in his perception, however, that was not sufficient. You know, he had to go towards the east to search out his spiritual master and to rely on the spiritual master, you know. So therefore, for us, you know, ordinary beings, you know, if we do not meet with a spiritual master with whom we have a karmic connection, that even though there are many Buddhas, you know, may appear in our realm of perception, you know, that itself would not be sufficient, you know, in helping us achieve the goal of enlightenment. Therefore, you know, the spiritual masters, you know, sort of like appear to teach us the Dharma. So therefore, we should understand that point to be that the kindness of the spiritual masters are greater,
you know, than the Buddhists. Yes. And 이나 난 출진 제고요 되나 매샤차 닝고고요 텐데처럼 좀베이나 닝이요고 선에 저제기다 되나 태좀 잡는다 근데 그 샤치 제 아니 고한테서 도와줘 닝이요 진짜 제대로 근데 텐데 제대로나 그래다 되네네 그래다 되네 야진게 텐데체 대가나네 콘스미요하면 텐데인데 야진 야제 코노스 소스데 아다 저도 가르고 온도 세드는 나나 아 시르 버튼 또 번로지 있어요 된 안에 봐요 말이에요 아니 네 주고 소치야는 저는 샘플링고 말이에요 세네 아니 삼마타바 아 이나 때나 때네 수보스가 쇼스는데 수보가 되는 게 있어요. 이제 공개 된대전에 취지 제대로 에 녀요 동야 다 시야만 더 매하러. 이제 된대게 에 신년 된 된서 모두 친구 된대 넘버에 된대 넘버에 다 대지라는 중바 아 노드는 된대 제일 좋대 감나 아니 니모세다 세모 니에게 드시면 봐. 로드윙이라는데 준비하신 분은 샤워죠. 아텐데노. 아텐데게 아니 신내던 속에 대라 때네. 아다 마 단다. 손은 받지. 다 때네는 요 사제바 도성에서 세월 그때. 이제 제 나나 때나 아니 텐데게 윤남스는 요거 남도도 야지어레 파틴 드발라 아틴드 메바르 아시노시 이나요 코니 에시니 텐조테 시라게 미쇼치 무니 노니 자티 에타 메시바 노모지 좀바르
사주가 토르
제가
자게 봐 so at that time then this bodhisattva you know forever weeping Then he thought that to rely on the spiritual master, one needs to make offerings, you know, to worship the spiritual master. However, since he did not have the necessary material wealth, and then so he thought, you know, to sell his body, you know, to obtain wealth to make offerings to the spiritual master. So then he went to the middle of the marketplace and was shouting, you know, that he was to everyone that he was going to sell his. Physical body, if anyone wanted to buy the body, you know, so he could have the wealth to worship his spiritual master. So then, at that time, the demonic forces, you know, the Maras saw that, you know, if he were to do such an act, you know, then he would accumulate great merit, and then he would be able to, you know, achieve realizations and so forth. So, to obstruct that, then the Maras saw, like, you know, the demons then caused using the spiritual powers, then cause the surrounding people in the marketplace to not hear, you know, this bodhisattva shouting that, you know, I want to sell my body and so forth. So people not hearing his shouting, therefore ignored him. And then the king of the gods, you know, Indra, then was thinking, then manifested in the form of a Brahmin, you know, to this bodhisattva, because that god was thinking that, you know, wanted to test whether this bodhisattva's mind was stable or not, you know, stability of his intention, you know, for Dharma. So then manifested in the form of Brahmin, then came to beside him, this bodhisattva, and then said to bodhisattva, you know, in general I do not need flesh and blood, but for ritual, for the purpose of ritual sacrifice, you know, I need to have flesh and blood, you know, would it sell it to me? So then the bodhisattva, without any trace of Dharma in his mind, you know, then cut his flesh, you know, and let flow blood and so forth. And when they did that, then the bodhisattva, then the king of the gods, Indra, you know, seeing that this bodhisattva was really unrelenting, you know, in his determination for Dharma, that appeared in his true form as Indra, and then asked the bodhisattva, you know, what do you need? So then the bodhisattva replied, you know, I need someone to teach me the meaning of the Prajnaparamita Sutras, you know, the Perfection Wisdom Sutras. So then King of Indra said that, you know, I cannot help you, you know, however I can, you know, if you need offerings, you know, that I can assist you in doing that. So then through the blessings of Indra, then the power of Indra, then the Bodhisattva Bodhisattva's body was caused to return to its original form. Then, so therefore, the Bodhisattva had such great determination, you know, in his mental determination and courage for Dharma practice. Then, when he arrived at the place of his master Chipa, you know, then the master was, you know, had just entered into this 7 year state of meditative samadhi, you know, meditative concentration, which lasted 7 years. So during that period of time, then he was waiting for his master to come out of samadhi. Then he constantly, you know, without interruption, day and night, circumambulated the residence of his master. So due to the force of his devotion towards his spiritual master, in that very lifetime, you know, he achieved the realization of the eighth bhumi, or the eighth ground of the bodhisattva path. So in general, within the vehicle or of secret mantra, then the disciple, you know, the practitioner can achieve swift realizations within one lifetime. However, such facilities or feats are not possible, you know, are not present mentioned within the Paramita Yana or the perfection vehicle. However, due to the force of his perfect devotion and practice, then the Bodhisattva achieved the eighth bhumi ground, which is a feat that's impossible, you know, within the perfection vehicle. But he managed to achieve that due to the power of his devotion in the to his spiritual master. Yes. So then the then it mentions about the Bodhisattva Suddhana. So Bodhisattva Suddhana, he had relied on many spiritual masters. His mind was constantly, you know, unsatisfied, you know, with what he already had. He was constantly relying, you know, with once more and more spiritual masters again and again. So every spiritual master he went to would sort of like send him to another spiritual master, you know, that this such and such money, such and such a person has such and such an instructions, you know, and such a bodhisattva, and then you should rely on them and so forth. So he relied on many spiritual masters. And some of these spiritual masters that he relied on, you know, sort of like show the ordinary aspect of being a very ordinary being. One of them was this king that in which he was told to rely on this king who was said to be a bodhisattva. One of his teachers had instructed him to do so. So when he came to the palace and they saw that the king was busy engaged in the worldly affairs of administration, his governmental duties, so it seemed to be a person who was completely engaged in that, engrossed in that, and so engaged in the activities of psychic existence. So then he thought in his mind, he generated the doubt whether this king was actually, if he actually had dharma at all. So then when the king finished his government duties, you know, then he brought Suddhana to this practice, to his gompa, his hall of practice, and then there he manifested the various deeds of the Maitreya Buddha, you know, from when the Maitreya Buddha first generated the bodhicitta and how he trained the bodhisattva activities and so forth in the past, and then showed these as if like miraculous activities, and then Suddhana generated faith. So he manifested the apparitions of Maitreya Buddha engaging in the deeds of the six perfections, you know, the bodhisattva deeds of the six perfections. And then Suddhana then generated faith in his mind stream. Then so he relied like this continuously on various spiritual master, you know, to a point when he came across one spiritual master that was even manifesting as a very evil person. So then So this king advised him to go to another guru, rely on another guru, which was a very negative person. So manifested the aspect of being a very negative person, engaging negative actions. So when Suddhana saw that person, then he was about to generate wrong views towards the master, when there was a voice, you know, that appeared in the sky that said to him, you know, remember the life story of the king, you know, that was his previous teacher that sent him. So when he heard that voice, then he immediately, you know, reverted his wrong views and journeyed to faith. Yes.
맞다. 맞다. 하나 더 선거다 잖아. 근데 단단 멘더 그거 멘더 주고 더 선거.